Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, my name's Michael, and I just first of all want to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio, where we discuss all things spiritual. Michael and myself, looking forward to helping you. Yeah, there is another Michael, Michael L. My name is Michael B., and we are your host right here on Spiritual Talk Radio. Spiritual Talk Radio is about discussing all things spiritual, and you can be a part of that discussion right now by picking up your phone, punching in these numbers, 1-347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to this program is 1-347-327-9316. You can also send in your questions to our email address here at Spiritual Talk Radio, at spiritualtalkradio@gmail.com. Again, the email address is spiritualtalkradio@gmail.com. You can find out more about myself, about Michael, about this program in general, and about upcoming guests over on our website at www.spirittalkradioeasyweb123.com. Again, that website is www.spirittalkradioeasyweb123.com. You can find a link to that right here on the Blog Talk Show page. The other thing you can find right here on the Blog Talk Show page is a link to our Twitter account, and Michael and myself would love for you to follow us over on Twitter. So now, let's get into today's program and see what Spirit has in store for me, for Michael, and for you here on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Again, that call-in number is 1-347-327-9316. Thank you again for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Okay, first of all, I need to correct a few things that opening did that isn't correct. First of all, our phone lines aren't open at the moment, but they might open up later on the program. The other thing that's wrong on that opening is the website address. The website address is www.spiritualtalkradioeasyweb123.com. There is a link to that here on the Blog Talk Show page. I am so glad that you are tuned in tonight, and I am so excited. We get to meet Aaron Norton. Hopefully I said his last name right. And he's going to be with us here shortly. And Sharon, can you do me a favor and check? One of those is our co-host on that switchboard, and I don't know which one of those is him. If you would like to check those numbers for me, I would appreciate it. And Sharon actually answers our phones before you get to talk to me, so some of you will be talking to her tonight. She'll be checking for Michael here in just a minute, and we'll get him on with me as well. Hopefully your day's gone well. My day has been very interesting. And a lot of times, you know, Spirit can start working things out of us, you know, and uses all kinds of things in our lives to get to those places to work things out of us. So, I don't know, maybe you've been going through a rough day today too, with some stuff popping up and things working out in you. So we really appreciate you tuning in tonight. I want to, first of all, before we get too far in the show, because Aaron might be reading here later, and so what I would like to do is walk you through a couple of exercises that I used to do on the other show, and I really feel like it's necessary to do tonight, just because of some things that's been going on with me today. And so, first of all, we're going to go through a grounding exercise, and I want you to put your feet flat on the floor for me, please. And then I want you to let your eyes close, and I want you to take a deep breath in, as deep as you can. Take a deep breath in, and I want you to breathe out. I want to take another deep breath in, and let's breathe out. And now I want you to focus on nothing else at this moment in your life except the spirit within you. Okay, I want you to go deep into the spirit within you. The spirit within you is in the center of you, so I want you to go deep down into that center. And then I want you to start visualizing roots going out of you into Gaia or to Mother Earth and connecting with that energy right now. Okay, the other thing that I want you to do is I also want you to start visualizing white light around you. White light is that white light of protection, and I want to see you in a bubble. So put yourself in a bubble. I usually visualize myself as a yolk of an egg. That just helps me visualize. But, you know, whatever works for you, works for you. Just put yourself in that white light and surround yourself with that, okay? All right. Now we can move on. And I appreciate you doing that. You can open your eyes and you can relax and enjoy the program. Let's go ahead and say hi to Michael first, and then we'll get Aaron on with us. All right? Hi, Michael.
Hello. Greetings, brother.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to hear your voice.
Well, good to hear you, too. And I wanted to get you on. I actually pulled a card for the show today from one of my decks. And actually, it's from one of my brand-new decks called the Gateway Oracle deck. And it's very interesting. The card I pulled, and it says, launching your journey at the top of it. And then it says, I am a traveler sailing forth into the universe. And, you know, and I think that that's where we all are. You know, we're all just travelers and, you know, trying our best to follow spirit. And, you know, I just think that, you know, because we are starting a new show here, I just find it very interesting that the card says launching into a journey. And that's what, yeah. Yeah, you know, and yeah. You know, and it's amazing to me of how cards always fit our lives. And maybe we'll get in that with Aaron here in a little bit as well. But I'm so excited to have you with us, but I'm really super excited to get to talk to Aaron here in a minute, and you know, and just tell him just to relax right now, and you know, take a deep breath in and just relax. We're not gonna bite, we promise. But you know, yeah, you know, because you know, everybody gets nervous. I mean, you know, yesterday I was nervous when our first show happened, and you know, and I think that no matter how long you're a medium or how long you're a psychic or how long you're doing this, I think there's always going to be those moments when you get nervous. And, you know, and how do we work through those moments and how do we get past those? But let's go ahead and pull Aaron on here with us and let's say hi to Aaron. And so, Aaron, your mic is open and welcome to the show.
Good evening. Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Aaron.
I'm good. Thank you. Hi.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. You got me and Michael too, so you know it'd be a little confusing for you. It'd be like saying hi to Michael and be like, which one is going to answer me? So, but we really do appreciate you being on. And the first question that I have for you, Aaron, is, you know, tell us a little bit about you, if you don't mind. And you're from the UK, we know that, but also, you know, just a little bit about your spiritual background. You know, how you got into this. You know, when did it all start for you, and we'll go on from there.
Yes, of course. Well, I was brought up in a very spiritual background in my family. Originally, I started off being brought up as a Catholic, as my father's side is all Catholics and all of that, okay. All of that sort of way of life. But when I started to become older, I discovered that actually my mother was a spiritualist medium, and she was a well-known medium within the area in which I live,
right.
Which is in England, in the UK. And she started talking about stories and experiences that she used to have. And I really just find them intriguing, and I wanted to know more, and I wanted to learn. And being quite young, I was about 13 years of age, I wanted to discover more and just divulge myself into that life. And I ended up going along to a spiritualist church in my area, and the president of the church there had greeted us, and she gave some evidence just there and then that just blew me away. And from that point on, I just wanted to know more. I wanted to know how she did it. I wanted to know more about the spirit world. And as I started to learn and I started to develop, I realized that actually I've been experiencing all these things for the majority of my life, and that I've been seeing spirit and I've been hearing them and I've been sensing other people's energies without even realizing. I didn't even know what it was. Right. And as I started to develop further, I was taken to a closed circle, which is a bit like a seance. And I was taught by my grandfather, who was also a spiritualist medium, and his parents are spiritualist ministers. They were like, they're like the vicars of spiritualism here in the UK. And they've been in the family for quite a bit. And they've kind of taught me on how to develop and how to sit in a circle and how to protect myself and how to talk to my guides. And that's why I started off, was in a circle, really. But it was only until about 2 years ago or so that I started doing things more publicly and more professionally, in a way, because I wanted to develop myself on a personal level, but spirit wanted me to get out there and start talking to people about it and start giving readings. So here I am, 20 okay. years of age and doing readings.
Yeah, well, that's cool. And now you mentioned the one thing that I find very important in my own life as a medium is that protection, and you mentioned it a few minutes ago. And would you say that that's real important, no matter if you're a medium or in any kind of line of spiritualist stuff, would you say that that's real important?
It's extremely, extremely, extremely important, because even if you're just a healer, even if you're not even spiritual or psychic in any way, but to have yourself protected from unwanted energies is highly important, because everybody's psychic, in my opinion, because
right.
we can be sat on a bus and the person sat next to us could be a really miserable person and they could be having a bad day and their energy can affect us. So if we have protection around that, we can stop that from affecting us and we can feel much more better about ourselves. So I believe everybody should have protection, really.
Right, yeah. And that's why we started, you know, tonight with, you know, white lighting ourselves, because I definitely believe that it's important, especially when we're opening ourselves up, you know, to read and stuff like that. I believe it definitely is important for that. But I also believe on a daily basis that we need to be grounded and focused on that. Michael, do you have any questions for Aaron at the moment?
Yeah, hi, Aaron. Pleased to meet you.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, you're talking to San Diego right now.
Okay, hi, San Diego.
Hello. Along with the rest of the world. It's a pleasure to meet you. And, yeah, you know, I love this conversation, Michael. This is excellent. I think there's some questions here that are very important, especially for the message that seems to be out there right now. Aaron, tell me if you agree, but it seems like the message that's out there right now is learn to do this. You know, learn to be a medium.
Exactly.
Or a channel. And you know, I'd like to mention that, first of all. It really doesn't matter what you call it. I mean, you can even feel free to rename it to whatever it is, you know, to really, so people will lose the oddity or the strangeness of melding with higher spirit, melding with a deeper wisdom of who we are. I'm curious, you use the word medium. Is that the main way you describe what you do, or what words do you use?
I would describe myself as a medium because I feel it kind of, in a way, it kind of just, it explains everything that I do, because ultimately I'm a medium, and from, I'm not sure what it's like over there in America, but as far as our beliefs go in spiritualism here in the UK, if you're a medium, that means you're a psychic, that means you're an intuitive, that means you've had a general sort of clairvoyance. They say that every medium is a psychic, but they also say not every psychic is a medium. But that's up to your own interpretation, that's up to your own beliefs. So I kind of feel that medium is just an easier word to describe myself, really, than anything else.
Yeah, exactly. And do you feel that anybody can do it?
I do feel that everyone can do it. I feel that everybody has some ability of mediumship. And in my opinion, a medium can be your mobile phone, it can be your laptop, it can be your computer, because it is the medium device between one entity and another entity. And that's what a person is. They, especially if they're being a medium, they're communicating either spirit, they're communicating energy from one source to another. So that's kind of how I see a medium. The modern day sort of way of explaining it is a telephone, really. So I believe everybody can be a medium if they wanted to. And it makes me kind of sad that people pay to go see mediums, because they could do it themselves if they had the patience and ability to develop that.
Right, because you don't have to channel or be a medium for others. It's just as important, if not even more so, to be able to do that for yourself. Is that correct?
Precisely, yes. And I feel it's extremely important in your everyday life in order to live in a way which your soul will want you to live. So, I mean, I know that sounds a little bit all airy-fairy, but your soul wants you to have your own certain destiny in life. And if you start to listen to your body starts to tell you what you want to actually do, and it starts to override your mind. Your mind tells you things like greed, jealousy, anger, whereas your body will tell you the things that you need in your life, like friendship, love, and things like that. So I believe that it is highly important, because then you can start to listen to your intuitiveness and start to improve your life, really.
Yeah, Michael, you know, Aaron, I don't know if Michael told you this or not, but I'm currently working on a book, and I was writing a line about channeling the other day, or being a medium, and I was focusing in on validation, on self-validation, because, you know, so many people have the habit of looking outside themselves for approval, or asking, telling people, you know, about, you know, what are they doing, and seeing if, you know, whether they're doing a good job or not. And we're so used to looking outside ourselves for validation. But I think, you know, this skill set of tuning in with this higher guidance has a lot to do with learning to self-validate you so you are more peaceful with you.
Yes, precisely. I definitely feel that's important, because, as you said, everybody looks outwards for that sort of validation, but nobody's on your pathway but you. So the only person that can say if you're doing the right thing is yourself. And if something feels right and something feels good, then go for it. Fantastic. Go 110%, if not more. But if it doesn't feel right, run in the opposite direction as fast as you can. But don't expect other people to tell you what you can do. Obviously, ask for advice, see what people think and what they feel. But ultimately, it's personal responsibility at the end of the day. You need to live your life personally responsible and to what you want to do yourself, and not what other people tell you you should do.
Wow, these are really good answers, Aaron.
Thank
you. You're sparking. I have a whole bunch of questions coming through, actually. This is very interesting.
Yeah. Hey, and Aaron, I want to jump in here really quick and ask you, you know, I know a little bit that you've struggled a little bit on your path, a little bit with, you know, accepting gifts. And can you talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind? You know, with myself, you know, when I was younger, I didn't have the support like you have. I'm so glad that you have that support. I didn't grow up in a family that was mediums or gifted or anything like that. And so, you know, I had a little struggle with, you know, with that when I first started opening up. But, you know, I feel like that in some ways you're very honored and privileged to, you know, be growing up in that. But I know that also there has been some struggles with you. And could you a little bit talk about that?
Yes, definitely. And I completely agree. I'm so, so, so lucky to have my spiritual mentors around me, because I talk to other mediums who say they've got their spiritual teachers or they're not getting on with a spiritual teacher and are trying to find another one, whereas mine is for life, really, because they're my family. So I thank spirit for giving me that family, really. But yeah, no, I've had difficulties. I mean, I believe to be a medium, you need to be able to relate to almost every situation you've come across. And if I have somebody I need to give a reading for and they are going through a really hard time in their life, I can't sit there and say to them, I know what I'm feeling and I know what you're feeling, if I haven't experienced that myself. So spirit have given me some really interesting lessons and tests throughout my whole spiritual life. And I've had to go through some extremely difficult trials and tribulations. And I've talked about it in previous blog talk shows before about relationships that I've been through. I've been through an abusive relationship. I've been through sexual assault and things like that. But that's because then the way I kind of look at that is that I've learned these lessons and I know how to relate to somebody who comes and sits in front of me, and I know how I can give them the correct guidance and how to connect with them and talk to them on a normal level without pretending that I know what I'm talking about if I don't. So I feel that it's extremely important for a medium to experience these things to be able to relate to their clients. But I also find that trying to understand, because as I was saying earlier, you're listening to your body, you're listening to the intuitiveness, and trying to understand what your body wants sometimes is really difficult, especially if, like, for example, in my life, I do have some mental health issues. I don't hide that away. I've been diagnosed with depression, and I also have anxiety attacks. But then with my psychic ability, sometimes if I'm being given a warning from spirit and it's a big warning, they'll do that by giving me an anxiety attack. And then sometimes I've got to decipher, is that an anxiety attack or is that a warning from spirit? And then I've got to listen really deeply into my body and see what comes out of that. And if nonsense comes out of that, then I just know it's a general panic attack. But if it starts to get guidance and intuition, then I know what steps I need to take, and then I start to take those steps. But it is, as you said, I mean, it's difficult to deal with those, but also being at my age as a clairvoyant, as a medium, and to go through school and to try to go through school and keep it a secret that you can see ghosts, as they would call it, that's not easy. And when people find out, they ridicule you, and that wasn't fun either. But you learn to deal with these things and you come through this. I'd say, despite all the negative things that I've gone through, I appreciate every single one because it's made me a better person, hopefully a better medium, I like to think. And it's made me really somebody that I can actually relate to people. It allows me to help people. That's what I want to do. I want to help people.
Right. Yeah, and that, you know, you talked about school now. Are you in school now, or are you advancing your education, or...?
I'm not. No, I finished my schooling studies 2 years ago. I decided that education no longer was for me and that it was time for me to dive into the world of work.
Right.
When I say dive into the world of work, I mean become a business partner and opening up a crystal and metaphysical shop in my area.
Right.
with my mum, we decided to open up a crystal and jewellery shop, which was a big jump, but we decided to do it. It's kind of like my second-ish job sort of thing. Once I started on that pathway, I kind of thought, right, this is kind of more me. But then I wanted to try other things. I always wanted to be a web developer, and I always wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to try these different things. But when I started up a web development company, I didn't get any business. There was no interest, and nobody wanted to talk to me. When I went into the field of teaching, it's cool, but I'm only doing voluntary work at the moment. But when I start to do my spiritual work, I'm just flying. I mean,
right.
I looked at my calendar the other day, and I'm like, I'm going to be so busy next year, I don't know how I'm going to cope.
Right.
And it just goes to show where I need to be going next, really.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, I looked at your calendar, too, and I was like, yeah, you are busy. but also the one thing that is amazing about your energy, Aaron, that I can feel from you, is that you have just this openness to spirit. And, you know, and I believe that it's been really passed down to you. You know, I feel like that you're stepping into something that has always been a part of your family from generation and probably will pass on down, you know, from you onto you, other people.
I should hope so, yes. I mean, I do like to be completely open. And when I work with people in general, when I work with friends, whether I work with family or colleagues, or even to my customers, or even to people that just Facebook stalk me every now and then, I'm always completely honest and completely open. And I'll tell anybody everything about my life if they want to hear it. So that's kind of the way I live my life. And that's how I live my life to spirit as well. I keep no secrets from them. They keep no secrets from me. And we work on a friendship level. And as we work on a friendship level, it means we have that pure energy and we can communicate. And that's how I like to teach any students I may have. I like to teach them, just be honest and true to who you are and acknowledge who you are first before trying to communicate with spirit, because you need to know who you are.
Right. Now, you know, from your viewpoint, this might be a little hard, but, you know, now if somebody didn't grow up in the environment that you grew up, you know, say that your grandfather was psychic, your mom is gifted, you know, and so on. I mean, what kind of advice would you give somebody that, you know, sort of like me, that didn't grow up in like that? I mean, what would your advice be to them of how to open up?
what I would say is, if you are, especially within the UK, I would say go to a spiritualist church that you feel safe and comfortable within. Don't go to the first one and stick with it, but try out different ones within the area. I know within the States there aren't that many churches available, but when I found that I went to a spiritualist church, it became my home and it became my sort of centre. So if you don't have a spiritualist church in your area, maybe try like a spiritual centre or something like that, and speak to perhaps some psychics or something like that. And what I love about modern day as well is that we have the ability to communicate on the internet within seconds. And I mean, I'm on, as I said earlier, I'm on Facebook and I'm happy to accept anybody on there. So I'm happy to talk to people if they want to come and open up to me and say, look, I'm having these feelings, I'm having these situations, can you explain it to me in a little bit more detail? And I'll try my hardest to do that. So my advice would be to find somebody or some place in which you can really feel safe and you can feel you can open up to, and then allow them to question you and to bring the better side of you out and to teach you on how to open up to spirit. And I would also say to never try anything if you didn't feel comfortable with it, and if you didn't feel safe, to not even bother trying it, because that becomes dangerous. And if you don't really know what you're doing, again, leave it alone. Don't dabble in things you don't really understand. But always have a mentor or somebody that could perhaps help you and to perhaps train you. I mean, that's what we're all here for at the end of the day. And nobody's going to push you away if you ask them for help in the spiritual movement. And if they do push you away, then I'm sorry, but they're not very spiritual and I don't think you would want them anyway. So
right.
You just need to find somebody who you can reach out to, and that they will reach back out to you and show you the right pathway to working with spirit.
Okay. Let's check in with Michael and see if he has any more questions for you. Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, Aaron, I'm curious. How does it work for you, as far as your communication with the higher energies, with the other realms? Do you see or hear or feel, or is it all the above?
All the above, definitely. But it depends on what situation I'm in. It completely depends. If I'm at a clairvoyant evening, sometimes I will feel... sometimes I'll just get loads of flashes of images flashing across my mind so fast it's hard to even start to decipher them. But then I just open my mouth and it all falls out of my mouth. Sometimes I'll then see the spirits next to me. Sometimes I'll start to feel their sensations and their symptoms and start to smell them, or even sometimes taste things that they want me to taste. Or if I'm working on a personal level, like I'm reading for myself, so like I want to see my guides come in, I will see them physically stood there. And that's always amazing, because I like to see them there, because it gives me that confirmation that they're really there in front of me. So I kind of work for them on that. But if I'm not working with spirit themselves, if I'm working on like a psychic level, I have this sort of, it's kind of like when you've got the TV on in the background when you're at home alone and you need some background noise. It's kind of that sort of background noise that I always have with psychic ability. But then when I want to tune into that, I just focus my attention to it, and all of a sudden I can listen to it in a deeper sort of level. So it's kind of like, yeah, so like you're having your TV on in the background, you're not really listening, but something catches your eye, so you start listening in, sort of thing. So that's kind of how I see my psychic ability.
Interesting. You've really opened a lot, Aaron. So going back when you were 13, you were encouraged and you were educated on your gifts and how to do this. I believe, that we all have these gifts, whether we, do it for others or for our own spirituality or whatever. I think, it's our own personal path. But so for you, did you feel all of this open immediately, or did it take you a little while, or how did that unfold?
It took me quite a while, actually. It all started off going to this church, and I started to watch other people. I never had any messages. I never received anything like that, but I witnessed some amazing evidence. It just got me more and more intrigued. But it's kind of like spirit put me in a bubble. They didn't want me to get involved at such an early age. They wanted me to watch, but not to experience. And as I started to grow older and I started to sit in circles and things like that, again, I was watching, but I wasn't experiencing. But I had a fantastic medium. He's a trance medium, going to trance one evening at our spiritualist church. And my mother was chairing at the time, and I was in the congregation. And the spirit was called Frida, and she came through this wonderful medium called Stuart Alexander. And she said, Jill, you have a son. And she said, yes, I have a son in spirit. And Frida said, no, you have a son on the earth plane. And she says, yes, he's here in the congregation. And Frida says, I would like to speak to Aaron, please. And I was really nervous. I, age 13, 14, went up. And Frida took my hand and she says to me, I'm privileged to be sat next to you, because you're going to be working for spirit, and you're going to be working for spirit for the majority of your life, and you're going to expand your abilities and your connection, and I feel privileged to be with you here and now. And I was sat there awestruck, thinking, there's a spirit communicating to me, telling me they're privileged to be by me. Surely it's the other way around. I was completely shocked. And they also said to me, in 5 years' time from now, you're going to be walking the correct pathway, and then in another 5 years, you're going to start reaching your destination. And in 5 years' time, I ended up actually starting to walk my pathway. I started doing clairvoyant evenings. I started doing one-to-one readings. But I only started to actually experience things when I turned 16, which is the usual sort of age to start experiencing things in a spiritualist church. They don't really allow you to do stuff till you're 16 over here. And that's when I started to experience trance, and I started to experience energy and things like that. So I only really started to open up more then. But they gave me little bits and pieces, like I experienced healing energies and crystals and pendulums and things like that, but nothing serious until I was about 16, really. So I sat in circle for 2 years.
Excellent. Wow, that's powerful. Do you one more question. Do you use any props or tools? Like, do you use, you know, like to keep cards with you or crystals or anything specific?
I don't know. I was taught very traditionally that you need to just use your body and yourself as a communicator. We actually teach how to learn the tarot here at Mystiques in Bristol, but personally I've never really been drawn to cards or tarot. It kind of scares me a little bit, so I've had a bit of a practice and a little bit of a play, but I don't like it. The only times I'll ever use oracle cards or anything like that is if I'm reading for myself, because if I'm getting a message coming through and I don't know if I'm getting it right, I like to get the cards out just to confirm it, and that gives me some confirmation then. But in regards to tools, I don't use tools unless I really feel I have to. Unless I'm doing a one-to-one reading, at the end of the reading, I usually get my client to shuffle the cards and pull out three of them just to give a close, really. But I don't use them as a tool, really. I just use them as a nice little way to show them that we're ending the reading.
Excellent. Aaron, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, you know, and I find that very interesting, Aaron, about that you don't use tools, and that, you know, because one thing, when I first started, I sort of leaned towards the cards, but I felt like that at some point with me, they became like a crutch. You know, I'm more opening now, just, you know, like you are, you know, just letting that, you know, flow freely through you. But I think that a lot of times there's nothing wrong with using oracle cards or tarot cards or, you know, any of those things. But, you know, everybody feels different, sees different, and experiences spirit different. You know, so, you know, what I think that you would say to other people would be, you know, just be you and just let spirit flow through
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I see so many people start their pathway on using tarot cards and using oracle cards, and I think that's fantastic. Whatever helps them to feel comfortable to make those first steps into the movement and into communicating with spirit. And whatever works for somebody is fantastic. So some things work for me, some things don't work for me, and that's the same with other people. So if tarot works for them, great, go ahead, and I'll encourage them all the way, and I'll even try and teach them and tutor them in how to use the tarot properly. But for me, I don't know. I was taught very traditionally just to use my sound.
Right, yeah, and just lean on that. But, you know, but it's really funny. The other thing with you, Aaron, that's really funny is when I first started, you know, opening up to spirit, I was not a big fan of tarot cards either. You know, they sort of scared me, you know. And I think it's just those belief systems. I think it's just that stuff that, you know, gets in our heads sometimes. And
yeah,
so,
definitely.
You know, and, you know, just, you know, different opinions and stuff like that. But we have to throw some of that stuff out. But, you know, yeah, you know, it was very interesting. And the other thing that I find very interesting with you, Aaron, is that I also suffer from depression as well. And you know, from a very early age, and I still fight that. But, you know, I also know that spirit helps me with that. And in some ways, I think it really helps with my gifts as well. You know, like you said earlier, you know, if we don't go through certain things in life, how do we know how our clients or those people that we're trying to help, how do we know how they feel if we haven't gone through some of those things? Yeah, it's hard to go through those things at times, but also, you know, there's a reason for everything that happens in our lives. Would you agree with that?
I completely and utterly agree with you, and I would stand by that. I think everything happens for a reason, and that's what I like to hope anyway. I like to think that all the negative things happen for a reason. But I also agree with you with the whole thing that spirit helps you come through the depression, because, I mean, my great-grandmother, who I never met in my life, but she works with me on the spirit side, when I get depressed, she really gets... She's one of these people, she's very stern, and she wouldn't have anybody sitting around doing nothing. You have to be up and out and doing something. So if I'm in bed feeling depressed, she'll come along, she'll kick me out. She's like, come on, here's some motivation. Come on, she'll really drive me out of bed and get working, get focused on something, which really does help me. And it may be annoying at times, but it does help me get out of the house and start working again.
Right. Yeah, and you know, and that's just, you know, totally amazing that your grandmother in spirit is helping you, you know, in this life. And you know, that's one thing I tell people that I talk to, you know, our loved ones on the other side do want to be involved in our lives and do help us on a daily basis if we allow that to happen. And so we do agree with that.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, that's what they're there for. They're there to guide you and they're there to be with you. I mean, so many... I have had a dear friend this evening get quite upset and emotional about their father that's passed. And she says, you know what, I really miss him and I really want him here. And I said, the thing is, he wants the same for you too. They want to be with you too. They really miss you too. And you shouldn't forget that. Just because they're on the spirit side, don't think they don't miss you. They're going to miss you dearly. But that's why we need to work together with our spirit friends, and that's why we need to communicate regularly and get involved and allow them to guide us and give you their advice and their wisdom. But remember, as we said at the beginning of the show, that we should always listen to ourselves. Don't always take advice and wisdom from spirit that's their own opinions. Remember it.
Right. Yeah. And so, Michael, do you have any other questions you want to ask? And Aaron, before Michael asks you any questions, I do think, if it's okay with you, I do feel like that Spirit wants us to open our lines up. And if you feel comfortable reading, it's totally up to you. Would you want to do that, or do you feel comfortable doing that?
Yeah, I'm more than willing to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd be more than happy to.
Okay. All right. Michael, you got any questions before we do that with Aaron?
Yeah, no, let's open it up.
Okay, all right. Our phone lines are open at 347-327-9316. If you would like to speak to Aaron, we would love, I'm sure he would love to help you. So again, that call-in number, 347-327-9316. While you're doing that, I'm going to give you a little bit of direction, you know, just one question per caller, because I'm sure that here in a minute our phone lines will get busy. Just please keep that, you know, to one question with him, okay? But Aaron, I really do appreciate you, before you get too busy here, I want to say that I really do appreciate you coming on with us. Is there anything else that you want to share before we start taking some calls? Anything that you're feeling like from spirit?
Well, I'd like to just really thank you really for having me here in the first place. I mean, it seems that Spirit seems to want to keep putting me in front of American audiences for some reason, but I do have a huge, huge drawing to America. I don't know why, but maybe one day I'll get there. So thank you so much for having me on here.
Yeah.
But obviously, as I said to people, if there's anything you want to discuss further that you've heard on this show with me, please either email the show on the email that was mentioned at the beginning of the show, but I'm also happy to talk to you personally on a one-to-one basis on Facebook. That's facebook.com/AaronSNorton, and feel free to add me and have a chat, really.
All right. And also, if you go to our website at www.spiritualtalkradio, if you look at guests, if you click on guests, you will see a picture of Aaron, and his email, his website actually is there. And so I'm sure, you know, he would want you to check that out. So check out his website and, you know, go from there. Okay, let's go ahead and let's go ahead and get Zachary from Virginia on with us. And hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air with Aaron. Go ahead.
Hi. I had a quick question.
Hello.
Hi, Aaron.
Go ahead.
I have been unemployed since August of this year, and I've gone on several interviews, and I've been putting in applications every day. But my question is, when do you see me getting hired for a job?
Okay, straight away, what I'm seeing is I need you to stop and slow down, okay, darling? What I'm being shown is that at the moment you are, there's a lot of things going around in your head. It's going really, really, really fast. And what they're showing me is, like, I've got a grey cloud around your mind at the moment, and I feel there's just so much stuff going on at home that I need you to focus on. And I know that work is important. We all need money, and it's extremely important. But I need you to just slow down, and I need you to take some time out and just focus on you, just for a little bit, okay? And I want you to just start to just relax and to meditate within yourself. Once you do that, I want you to actually start to figure out, okay, where do I want to go now? What job do I want to actually go for? And what career do I want to go down? I want you to start to reconsider this completely and utterly. I don't want you to just go for random jobs here and there. I feel like you've been a little bit like, oh, I'll try that and I'll try that and I'll try that and I'll hope for the best. But I want you to just try and just get a clear direction of where you want to go. And remember to listen to your body and where you need to be going. And once you've done that, I feel that you need to start to, again, allow yourself to meditate, allow yourself to clear your mind, and then start going out with a fresh mind and a clear direction. And I'm actually, what I'm seeing at the moment, somebody's shouting December, December, December at me at the moment. It's really quite clear. And I'm seeing within the first 2 weeks of December, there's going to be something that's going to crop up at you. I know I'm not a fortune teller, I'm just a psychic, but I'm seeing something's going to be thrown at you and it's going to catch your attention. And I want you to apply for it, and I want you to put all your energy into it. No half-heartedness, but your whole energy, and also to try and manifest that.
Okay.
hopefully that helps.
Thank you, darling.
I'm sorry?
I said hopefully that helps.
Yeah, that was a lot of information to process. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's keep moving here, Aaron. Now let's go ahead and talk to Rose. You're on with Aaron.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Hello?
Oh, hi. We lost. Oh, there we go. Somehow Aaron's mic got shut off. Sorry about that, Aaron.
That's all right.
Now you're, you know, talk about live radio. Go ahead, Rose. You're on with Aaron now.
Okay. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. My question
Have you got a question for me?
I do. My son is having some problems with his schooling, and I'd like to know how you see this turning out for him.
Okay, what I'm seeing at the moment is that, what I'm seeing at the moment, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I believe that there's some issues going on with peers at the moment, and I feel there's some issues going on with friendship groups and things like that. I think that is where the core issue is, but I feel that it's starting to distract him a little bit, and he's just not focusing on studies because of this, and he's starting to get a little bit disorientated. But I feel that at the moment there's kind of some changes that needs to happen for him, and I feel that he just needs to be encouraged that, okay, I think that what I'm, okay, what I'm being shown is that he needs to be reassured that he is definitely loved and that he can be who he wants to be and accepted. And he needs to not, in some ways I need to, okay, trying to put this in the best possible way here. I feel that because of his work not being 100% at the moment because he's being a little bit distracted, I don't want to be on his case about that. I want to be nurturing him first. And then if he's still being a bit unruly, then to maybe to go a little bit further. But I feel at the moment he's having some issues with peers and friends. And I may even say I'm feeling a little bit like he's being insulted and maybe being a little bit attacked by peers and might even want to use the word bullying here. So I want to be really looking out for that. But once he gets through that, I want him to get some strength, and I want him to start to really look at himself with some real good strength and to show that he is a strong person, that he is capable of doing anything. And I just basically want to say he needs to be nurtured and loved, and also just to be encouraged into doing the right thing and in work.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Hopefully that helped.
And that's all right. Thank you very much, Rose.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go ahead and let's talk to Debbie in New Orleans. You're on with Aaron.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Great. I just started a new job, and I wanted to ask you how you saw work going.
Okay. What I'm seeing at the moment is that what I'm seeing actually is really quite huge bit of positivity coming in here. I'm feeling warmth coming down all down the left-hand side of me here, but I'm seeing that it's a real good go for you, and I'm giving you a thumbs up. And I'm seeing that it's a good move, but also at the same time, I don't feel it's permanent to be 100% with you here. I give it as I get it. I don't feel it's going to be permanent, but I feel it's a good stepping stone for you to start with. And I feel that maybe there'll be some changes, whether that's within your career, maybe that's within the job itself, but there's a definite change coming in. But at the moment, I'm saying stick with it. I mean, it does seem really good, and I feel it's definitely needed. And I definitely think... at the moment, the money is okay. I would say it's okay, but in the changes that's to come, it's going to be great. So just, again, follow that gut instinct that you've got. And I just definitely feel this is good for you, but I don't want you to be in there too long, if you catch my drift. I'm seeing something January, February time, and some changes happening around there. So it's really quite soon. Keep with it. It's definite thumbs up here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Debbie.
You're more than welcome.
Okay.
Man, Aaron, you're doing awesome. now I'm gonna step in here because I just feel like that, you know, I'm gonna ask you a question for me. Do you feel anything that comes up, whatever you're picking up from spirit, any messages from the other side, anything that you're picking up?
Okay, for some reason at the moment, I'm actually sat here and I've got my hands on my thighs and I'm rubbing my hands up and down my thighs as if I don't even know why I'm doing it. It's not something that I would normally do. And I feel like, okay, I know what that is. I'm waiting for something, and I'm waiting in anticipation and excitement here. And I feel that something amazing is about to happen, and that's a feeling I'm getting. Like, I'm just trying to just retain the excitement and trying to stop myself from exploding, you know?
Okay.
But what I'm also seeing is there's, as I'm connecting in with you, the way I'm seeing the energy around you at the moment, it all seems a little bit confusing in a way. I can't really quite see through it. It seems really foggy and a little bit cloud-like. But that's because I feel there's some changes. But I feel this is with you working spiritually, and I feel that there's some changes happening with the way you're working on a spiritual level here. But what I'm seeing is that this is all necessary changes, and I feel that there's some changing with your...
Okay.
They're coming in, and that's... Sorry?
Yeah, you broke up just a little bit. I'm sorry, Aaron. Go ahead.
Oh, I apologize. I was just saying that I was feeling there's some changes happening from your helpers on the spirit side here as well. And I feel that's probably where the changes spiritually are happening for you. And I feel the way you're connecting with spirit are going to change. What I'm seeing at the moment is just a lot of change around spiritualism and spiritual working. But I'm feeling like I'm really excited and something amazing is going to happen. So I'm not quite sure exactly what that is, but I just feel like you probably get that yourself. You just sat there waiting for it to happen and you don't know what it is.
Right.
But definitely some huge, huge changes there.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to be a little bit selfish at the moment and because I can't really read for myself. Now, because, you know, I don't know if you find that hard for you, but I find it very difficult to read for myself. A lot of times I try to manipulate the readings, I think, you know. I think that we could do that sometimes. But let's go ahead and get you on with Missy. You're on with Aaron. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
I was wondering when you saw me getting into a relationship and if that person's in my life right now.
Okay. I'm a Pisces, so I'm all about love. I'm all about romance. So I love this. Okay. Okay, what I'm being shown here, I'll tell you exactly what I'm being shown. I'm being shown a monkey, right? And the reason I'm being shown a monkey is because they're saying that slowly, slowly, catchy monkey. I feel there is this person, your next partner in your life, isn't in your life as of yet, okay? You haven't met them as of yet. But I feel that it's going to be some time yet, but that's because I feel that I want you to be a little bit flirtatious. And I need to be a little bit careful here, but you'd be a little bit flirtatious and a little bit having fun and enjoying life and yourself and your sexuality first. But I want to be just having some fun with that. But I feel that there is going to be a commitment for you. Again, it's going to be a little while yet. But what I'm seeing is not until next year, my darling, not until that sort of beginning of next year. Actually, I'm seeing it about March time. So sort of, yeah, there's a slight beginning of next year. But what I'm seeing is somebody coming in and, oh, my God, they're going to be stunning to look at. They're going to be it's going to be an instant connection, but you're going to start doubting yourself. And I just want to say you need to go for this, okay? I want you to start, this is why you need to have a little bit of fun first. You need to be a little bit flirtatious first, because I want you to have the confidence to just go out there and seize the opportunity and be like, you're coming home with me. I think you need to have a little bit of fun first. But this person, they're going to just blow you away straight away, but you're not going to pick up the signs of them liking you. Which is why you need to just go out there and get it yourself, which isn't fun, really. It's nice to feel chased, but I'm telling you, once you made it clear that you're interested, they're going to be chasing you like anything.
That's so funny, because I've been told before that's like the same period I'm supposed to meet someone. Like next year, like in a year and a half. It's really funny.
Definitely.
Are they from where I go to college, or do they live? I think they might. It would probably be somewhere like where I live, but like where my family lives. But are they not like in my college town right now?
I don't think so. I think they are I think they're where you live, but they're not within your normal sort of social groups that you would be with. And I feel they're they feel separate from your sort of life and your sort of lifestyle, which is probably why you feel a little bit nervous about going for it. But I've got to say this, I keep drawing me to this person's hair, and there's going to be something about their hair, and I think it's going to be enlightening color as well. And
okay, I've been told that
really
too. That's really
sexy.
Funny. I got the same reading from someone before. I'm not kidding.
Oh, it's amazing.
And that's
it's
so funny,
because
I don't know any blonde haired boys that I like. I like every single boy I've ever liked has brown hair.
Oh, well, he's got the Zac Efron look going on. I'm telling you that right now. And it's
none of those boys are right for me.
Oh, that's why you need to change, and you need to go in a new direction. He is going to be right for you, and it's going to click like that. You're just going to know instantly.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, hopefully that helps.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, yeah. That was interesting.
I love that when you get a confirmation.
And I think let's talk about that for a minute, because I think that a lot of times we need that confirmation, because we're just reading for people, we're telling people what we're picking up, but we're not, we don't get that feedback, and I think that feedback is real important. Saying, hey, like she was talking, she got another reading from somebody else similar to what you were saying, and I find that when she was saying that was amazing, I was going, that's amazing, and I don't know, and I've been doing this for a while, but, and I'm a little older than you are, of course, but, I think that, as we grow, I think that we never lose that excitement, of spirit, because I know with me, when I do a reading for somebody, I get so excited about what spirit's doing in their life, especially when a loved one pops up, and I just find that really exciting. Do you agree with that?
I definitely agree, and it is important as a medium. I was saying earlier today, actually, it's important to get that feedback, because we need that confirmation, because we have self-doubt. So it's nice for somebody to say, oh, my God, what you said came completely true. I get so excited. I've been in the movement for 7 years, and I still get excited. If I'm doing an investigation, I start screaming like a girl if anything happens. And I said to my mum, and she's been doing it for 30 years,
Right, so, yeah. Yeah, and that's funny. Let's go ahead and let's get somebody else on air with you. Let's talk to Susie right now. Hi, Susie. You're on air with Aaron.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. You go ahead and talk
to
Aaron.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Susie.
How you doing?
Have you got a question for me, darling? I'm doing good. I'm currently getting over illness, but I'm all right.
Okay. Well, I was wondering what you would be seeing with my two sons. They have been very, very judgmental of me, very judgmental of their sister. And you know, basically they need to, like, stay out of, you know, stay out of things and continue in their own business. But right now I have not communicated with them in about a month. And actually I'm really expecting an apology, and I don't think that's going to happen. But wanted to see what you see about if this is going to clear up anytime soon.
Okay. Well, as you were talking, I was being shown isolation. I was showing them put into a separate sort of, it was weird, it was like a glass sort of cube. And I was seeing them put aside in that cube, and then you said you hadn't spoken to them for a month, and that made a lot of sense to me. And I feel that this is kind of the right way about doing things at the moment, because I feel they need to learn to appreciate what they've got out of you and what they've got out of their sister. And I mean, there's an experiment, we've got a psychologist over here in England called Darren Brown, and he's recently done an experiment where there was a young lad who was 21, and he just didn't appreciate life. So he manipulated his whole world to make him think the world had ended and that everything he loved and cherished had completely gone. And I'm not saying do that, that's a bit extreme, but what I'm saying is your sons need to appreciate what they're missing. And I think keeping them at bay is kind of a good thing for the time being. But also what I want to say is that when they do come back and if they do apologize, I need you to make it very clear how hurt you've been about this. And I don't want you to at all be too I want to, of course, forgive them, but I don't want you to like, oh, it's fine, it's okay. I want you to be, this upset me, this hurt me, and it's unacceptable, okay? But I feel at the moment they definitely need to just be isolated for the time being and to show that actually, because eventually they'll realise that there's things they've missed from the relationship with you and their sister as well, because they're going to start to miss that sort of companionship and the compassion as well. So they will start to realise that, but again, don't fold for a little bit. But I want to say give it at least another, at least another 2, 3, 4 weeks or so, and if they still haven't made communication, I want you to write them a letter, and this letter needs to make it very clear that you're hurt and that you're, of course, willing to forgive them and willing to accept them back, but you're not ready to do that until you've received an apology.
Exactly, and then actually my one son's grandson's from me.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
My one son is keeping my two grandsons from me.
Oh, bless. Oh, my God.
And he's done this 3 or 4 times already.
That's completely necessary. And I think they just need to, in a way, they need to just see how much you've been hurt, I think. I don't think they realise it, and I think they're doing it just to play games with you, and they're doing it to manipulate you. And I need you to stay strong for me here, because I don't want them to... Because they're doing it to deliberately get to you, but I want you to show that you're hurt, but I don't want it to show that it's affecting the way you live your life, because they're doing it to deliberately get to you here, okay? So make it clear that you're hurt, but you don't care in some ways, if you know what I mean. You're still isolating them. I don't care what you're going to do. I'm upset, but you know what? Live your life like that, go ahead sort of thing. So even though you're feeling hurt inside, obviously, but I think that's kind of the best approach, because they're doing it deliberately, so you need to just not give them what they want.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you very much, Aaron, and I wish you love and blessings.
And to you too, darling. I'll send you some healing thoughts.
Okay,
thank you,
Susie. Bye-bye.
Love you, Michael.
Love you too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to... Our phone lines are closed. We're going to take one more call. Give Michael and Sharon a chance to talk to you as well, Aaron. But let's go ahead and talk to Maria right now. Okay. Hi, Maria. Thanks for calling. You're on with Aaron.
Hi. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be able to get on. And I also have a relationship question, like the previous caller before. I'm wondering when I'll be... I'd like to get married, and I'd like to have a child, and I'm just wondering if you see that happening, maybe when, if you could describe the person to me.
Okay, of course. When spirit decide to, when we decide to come back to the earth plane, and when we decide we're going to be born. We choose our mothers first, okay? And what I'm seeing at the moment, as soon as you said about marriage, before you even mentioned children, I saw a little boy around you, okay? And I see this little boy was more clear to me than seeing a partner for you first. So you're there's a definite child coming for you and is waiting in the spirit world to for that right time to for you to be his mother. And what I'm seeing, he's got some really beautiful dark hair. It's quite straight as well, so I'm not sure if that's going to help with description, but it's quite straight, and it's the way he's showing himself to me at the moment is quite long as well. So it's kind of really that, like, really rough sort of look going on with kind of like rock star. That's what I'm aiming for, rock star kind of look, and it's really shiny dark hair. Okay, what I'm seeing as well, you said you wanted to get married, which is great, and I love, I absolutely love that. And I want to say, it's great to have an aim and it's great to have a goal, but I want you to, when you go out meeting people and going on dates and what have you, I want you to be a little bit more open, okay? I don't want you thinking, are you going to be my husband? I want you to go out and, again, as I said to the previous caller, about having a little bit of fun first and just be a little bit flirtatious. And if it happens, it happens. Great, because love finds you. You don't find love. So I want to say just maybe even relax a little bit and maybe even play a little bit hard to get and see what guys actually are going to be trying to chase you, because you're worth being chased, my darling. You're beautiful. Remember, you're beautiful and you've got a beautiful energy. I need to tell you that straight away. And guys are attracted to you. So I want to say you need to give them a little bit of a challenge in a way, okay? And if they're not willing to play with that challenge, they're not worth it. But what I'm seeing here, actually, is a gentleman for you. I'm not sure whether you'll be married to them or what have you, but there's a definite romantic link that will be coming in for you, and they're going to be wearing glasses, okay? They're pretty standard glasses. They're not too big. They're not like windows, but they're not designer either. They too have dark hair, and their eyes, I think, might be of green colour or blue or even a mixture of both here, okay? And they stand taller than me, so I'd say maybe about 6'2", something around about there. But there's definitely somebody there for you, but I want you to just have a little bit more of an open mind and to just release that a little bit and to remember that you're worth being chased and you're worth to be looked after and you're worth that relationship, okay? So I just want to say that you need to allow them to chase you first.
This person that you're describing, is this someone new or someone I've already met?
I believe this is going to be someone new in the future for you, a new relationship coming in for you. You may have already met them. I'm not sure on that. I'm not feeling anything in line with that. But I feel there will be a relationship flourishing from this person.
Okay. Wow, that's good news. Thank you so much. I know I have to go.
Good luck in your... That's all right. Good luck in your quest for finding love.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead. Michael, do you have any... let's go ahead and talk to Michael first. Michael, do you have a question for Aaron that you want an answer to?
Sure. And Aaron, you know, also I host a soul circle here in our community. Each Wednesday we like to invite special guests to come join us for spirituality, and I think it would be great if we could, hire you to be one of our guests for one of these weeks. I just sent you an invite on Facebook.
And, oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I was hoping you would say that. I'm hoping we can talk more about that later.
Okay, definitely, yeah.
So any message for me on that or how I can, you know, get more spirituality out to the community?
What I'm seeing actually is, well, when you said about this soul-searching group, what I instantly saw was a selection of about six people there, maybe seven, of strong people that you can really rely on and to fall back upon. And I feel there's about seven people of a team that you can work through spiritually. Each of them will have different skills and abilities. Some may be a trance medium, some may be just a psychic, some may be battery powers, as in like they just give the energy. Some may be clairvisual and audience and what have you. So I'm getting quite excited. There's energy, actually. There's just so much. But I feel it's an important group. What I feel as well is to have some demonstrations as well within the area. And I want to take it outwards. I want to take it outside our comfort zones here. And I want to aim for aim for places which you wouldn't normally go for, maybe even the press or something like that, just to really spice up some entertainment and some excitement within the community. And maybe have some sort of special event as well. And maybe even have a gallery or something that's really low price to begin with, just to get people talking about it and really buzzing about it and get press there. But I'm definitely feeling that the best way forward is to step outside of your comfort zone here.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. So hopefully that helps. Yeah. Hey, and now let's go ahead. Michael, I'm going to go ahead and click on Sharon. She doesn't have her number lit up, but let's go ahead and see if Sharon wants to ask you a question, Aaron. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sharon? Hello?
Hi. Yeah, sure. That'd be wonderful. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Sharon. It's good to talk to you again.
Yes. I'm just with the life path that I'm on right now, do you see down obstacles, challenges, running smoothly, or anything I should be doing differently, mainly just with the life path?
What I see, actually, I do see obstacles, but I see that you're on a right pathway at the moment. What I'm seeing is in the quite near future, there's going to be a bit of a hurdle. I wouldn't be surprised if you're already at it at the moment, to be honest with you. It's that close, but it's literally just a hurdle. I feel that you're going to be stepping over that and that you're going to be continuing in the pathway which you are. I wouldn't be surprised, though, within the next, I want to be a little bit more specific here, within 4 months, I can see there might be a slight change in what you want to do, but that's just because you just have a different preference in what you want to do. And that's fine. You're allowed to explore. You're allowed to go down different pathways. But spirit will always ensure that you come back to the pathway which you're meant to be on. But I do feel at the moment you are in the right direction. The obstacle is there, but not because you're not meant to be going down there, but because it's meant to be for a challenge for you to learn and to embrace.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Hopefully that helps. Thank
you're
you, Sharon.
You're more than welcome.
Oh, you bet.
All right. Yeah. I don't know what I'd do without Sharon. She answers all my phones and keeps everything flowing, so I appreciate that.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she is amazing. You know, I don't know if you find this, and, you know, our phone lines are closed. You did a wonderful job reading. Now we're going to go back to ask you a few questions as we get ready to wrap up tonight. But the one thing that I want to ask you, do you have people besides your family, do you have people that you lean on besides your family? I know you lean on your family a lot, but is there other people outside your family that you lean on?
There are. I do, especially when doing the galleries, like the clairvoyant evenings and what have you, I do need a team of staff to be able to help me. And whether they're going to be voluntary or not, it doesn't matter as long as they're there to support me. Because, I mean, I'm one of these people, I like to have full control over everything that I do. So when I organised a clairvoyant evening, when I went to London, I needed to be completely in control of what was happening and what was going on next. But being in London, I couldn't do that. So I had to trust on a team of people in London who, some of them were voluntary because they wanted me to go down there, and some of them were paid because they worked at the venue. And that kind of was really good. But then we also had somebody here in Bristol. It's about 100, 200 miles away. We had people going down with us who would then set up our merchandise table and things like that. But when we first started off, we actually had somebody to chair with us as well. So we had somebody who would sit there and introduce us and give us energy throughout the service as well, which is extremely important, especially when I was just starting out, because it gave me the energy. But unfortunately, we don't have that lady with us anymore. We've decided to go on without anybody to replace her. But her name was Sharon Houston. She was a fantastic healer and energy giver. But yeah, no, I do have people I do fall on. But I do like to have control over things myself, so I like to make sure that the people that are working for me know exactly what's going on, and that if I make changes, that's because I want to.
right, yeah, and that spirit's leading you to make those changes. I'm excited that Michael is going to invite you to come to the States, and hopefully that works out. And if that does work out, but I believe that spirit will work that out, I'm going to be there, so I get to meet you face to face.
I would love that.
Yeah, because I believe that you will come to the States. I definitely see that for you. I want to tell you that because when we were talking, I kept seeing you in an airplane, and kept seeing you flying there. So, you know, I feel like that with the, you know, you're doing really wonderful in the UK, and that's, you know, your stepping stone. But I believe that you're going to be going a whole bunch of different places, and that's one thing I wanted to share with you as a message from Spirit to you, that you're going to go amazing places. So,
and with
you know,
your confirmation, that we were given a very similar message to that just the other day. And it wasn't me that received the reading, but it was my mother, and they said exactly the same thing of, you're going to be going to all these different places, and I can see you on a plane. And you're, so I just want to say that you've just confirmed what somebody else said as well. So that's amazing.
Yeah, because I mean, as soon as you came on air with me, this was the amazing part. As soon as you started talking, I saw you in an airplane, and I was going, okay, what does this mean? And so, you know, and I think, you know, like with you, I think that a lot of times we work with symbols, and, you know, and as a medium, it's our job to try to figure out what those symbols are trying to show us and then interpret that. And so, but, you know, you've done an amazing job tonight. I'm looking forward to having you back on with us. I would love to have you back on with us. We'll work that out because hopefully you enjoyed your time with us. And so, but, you know, let's go ahead and check in with Michael here and see if he has anything else that he wants to add before we let you go for the evening.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go
okay,
ahead.
I'm not sure what's just
technical
happened.
Challenges here. Aaron, yes, I have a quick message flowing as well that I'm tuning into. I like to believe that everything is medicine, everything that happens to us. And a shaman would say that, you know, that there is a powerful animal totem that would come into our life, and it's actually a medicine that's helping us with our own healing. And, you know, sometimes
right.
we have situations in our life that seem challenging, you know, they seem problematic or what have you, but I'd like to look at everything as medicine. And the shaman would say that when a medicine comes into our life, if we accept it and integrate it, then our true animal warrior will appear and the gifts will be given from there. So that was coming through, a very shamanic message. I just wanted to give that to you.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hopefully that made some sense.
It did, yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Now, Aaron, before we do end the evening with you, is there anything that you would just like to share with our audience, anything in particular? I had a whole bunch of questions for you, but they all went away. But go ahead.
That's fine. Well, I mean, I just want to make sure people are aware that you are miracles. I had a church service on Sunday. They asked me to be the guest medium in Bath here in England. And I went along and I said to the men, I said, the chances of that sperm and that egg fertilizing was extremely, extremely unlikely under the law of probability. So therefore, you are a miracle and you need to remember that. And just live your life in the way which you want to, and don't hold any regrets. Don't bother holding secrets and negativity within your being, and just be true to who you are. And if you feel that you want to be something, go do that. Don't worry about anybody else. Be yourself. And at the end of the day, spirit has got our backs, and we will always, always come back to the path we're meant to be on. As I was saying to Sharon earlier, if we stray, we'll always come back. And I mean, just be who you want to be and just go for your dreams. And I mean, I also put various inspirational videos on YouTube as well, if anybody wants to follow me on there. All of that can be found on my website, which is all the W's, aaronnorton.net. And I've got lots of different links there, which you can go on and find out more about me and the things that I do. But yeah, no, just I try to just encourage people to be a better person in themselves. And I think that we are all beautiful and that we can achieve whatever we wanted to. And life is too short, and it's never too late to do what we wanted.
Right. Yeah, and I actually, when I invited you to come on, I actually checked you out a little bit, and I actually went to your YouTube videos, and they're very interesting at all. I mean, they're very interesting. I would tell people to check them out because, you know, and the one thing with you being so young, you talked, and one thing I want to touch base with really quick here, because you're 20 at the moment. You mentioned, you know, some of the people that you went to school with really didn't accept your gifts. Do a lot of people accept you, or do you find that more now or as you're getting older?
as I'm getting older, they do now. I mean, I find that, because I also, I do obviously do my spiritual work, but I also have a different kind of side of life as well. I work as customer services, and I also work teaching drama as well. So I do have that sort of lifestyle as well. And when people in that sort of lifestyle start asking me questions, are you a medium? I do say, well, yes, I am, but I don't want to discuss it further with them unless they were to come to my sort of spiritual centre and discuss it, obviously. But people are extremely accepting. I mean, as a child, they kind of, obviously, you know what it's like, teenagers, they don't really understand, they don't really accept. But now that I've kind of started to grow older and I've now started to get within the spiritual community and I've met some amazing people and some amazing friends, I just find that actually the people that aren't interested in spiritualism or anything like that, those people aren't really needed in my life. And if they are completely against it, then I won't associate with them. I mean, I was in a relationship once where the person didn't believe at all in any of it, and I told them that he was predicted to be in my life from day one. And I even showed them evidence and everything, but they just didn't want to know. So eventually that relationship had to come to an end because we just weren't compatible. But that's because I'm so passionate about my work with spirit, I suppose.
Right, yeah. And you definitely are. I mean, I can, when you're talking, I can just feel it coming out of you. And that's an amazing ability. And I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, like here in the States, you know, at one time here in the States, we had a big, huge spiritualist movement here, and then it died off, you know, through the years. And, yeah. You know, I feel like with the UK, you know, there's all over the place. Now, we do have a few spiritual shirts. I think one is like still miles and miles away from where I live, but there's a few here and there, but nothing like in the UK, I'm sure. But I do believe that energy is also changing, you know, and some of that will be coming back to the States where we're going to be more open to that as, you know, as things
move on.
Yeah, but you know, I want to say I appreciate you coming on. Go ahead. You were getting ready to say something.
I was just saying, I hope so. I mean, what I love about being over here is that even in my city where I live, I know it's a major city within the UK, but I can probably tell you about 6, maybe 7 different spiritualist churches in the area, and then I could probably tell you about several more outside of the area, in the near area sort of thing, and it's just great, and I love that, and it would be amazing to have that more in America, because I find that, okay, it may be a little bit religion-ified, but it's a place for people to go and to be able to learn and develop their spiritual side and to build a community, really. So I do hope that does happen for the States.
Right, yeah. But I believe that also, you know, like I said, I do believe that energy is changing and that things will start opening up here more. At least I'm hoping.
Definitely.
So, yeah. You know,
I mean,
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm quite friendly with some Americans on Facebook. I don't know if you've heard of Travis Sanders and people like that. And I'm always hearing of new metaphysical stores opening and new spiritual centers. And I just get so excited because they're just opening all over the place now in America. So I completely agree with you. The energy is definitely changing.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I want to say that I appreciate you so much and I appreciate the gifts inside of you. You're always welcome back here. Michael, do you have any closing comments? Do you have any closing comments with Aaron before we let him go?
No, that was just a pleasure to be here.
Okay. All right. Well, Aaron, thank you so much. You have a wonderful night and get some rest. I know it's late there, so get some rest. I don't know how late you stay up, but, you know, like with me, I stay up late. So I don't know.
With
you.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. People always call me like a night owl. I love... You know, I don't think there's a time that I go to bed before 1 or 2 in the morning. But, you know, I appreciate you, Aaron. I appreciate the gifts inside of you. And namaste to you, my friend. And we're looking forward to having you back on here sometime.
Thank you so much for having me. And it's been a really good opportunity. And you have a good night, too. So, bonne nuit.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Aaron.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, you know, and that was awesome. You know, his energy is just off the hook, and you know, we just really hope the best for Aaron, and looking forward to having him back here and with us. I think I actually lost Michael again, so hopefully he calls back in. So I just saw somebody leave, and I thought it was Aaron, but it's actually Michael again. But, you know, I want to say how much I appreciate you all tuning in tonight. to the program. And like I started the show, you know, we are in a place of change. We talked about this. We talked about this last night, and we talked about that with Aaron. You know, Aaron sees changes in the States, you know, that we're opening up more to the gifts inside of us. And what the one thing that I want to encourage you to do is to really start tapping into your center, really tapping into your spirituality. It doesn't matter what kind of label we put on it, okay? I think that, you know, I mentioned this the other night. We get hung up on labels. We get hung up on the word psychic medium or medium or spiritualist. We get hung up on labels. And it's all the spirit within us. Like Aaron was telling us, you know, trust those feelings. Trust your body. Trust that intuition inside of you. And if it feels good to you, then do it. It doesn't matter other people's opinions. The one thing that I'm learning in my life is that we just have to trust spirit. And if spirit is saying to do this, then we do it. You know, the one thing that I tell you is a lot of times, you know, resonating, you know, if it's resonating with you, does it feel right for you? You know, it's like trying to put, you know, like with me, I have a 10.5 foot, okay? If I try to put that 10.5 foot in a 5 foot shoe, it's not going to fit. It's not going to work. And so what we really need to do is find those things that work for us. You know, find that path for you. My spirituality and your spirituality, Aaron's spirituality, is all ours. You know, it's individual. You know, his path is different than our path because of the way he's, you know, been taught, brought up, you know. And I would love to visit Aaron in the UK. You know, I think that would be so interesting. But the one thing that I see for all of us is, you know, tonight is election night here in the States, and it's a night of change. You know, one way or another, things are changing. And so what we have to be open to, especially as we move forward, is trusting the spirit within us, trusting that small, still voice. You know, I mentioned this before, listening to that small, still voice inside of all of us. You know, the one thing that I didn't get to talk to Aaron, and hopefully we'll get him back here, is some of the paranormal experiences he has gone through, some of those kind of things. We really didn't have a lot of that tonight to talk to him with. You know, tonight was just to get to know him. And Aaron, I know that you're still listening, and I just want to say that you have an amazing gift inside of you. And you already know that. You don't need me to confirm that, but I just want you to know that, that I feel that as well. And so, and I do see great, great things for you. So again, go to our website, www.spiritualtalkradioeasyweb123.com, or you can click the link on our Blog Talk Show page. And when you go to our website, you're going to see a place where it says guest. Right there, if you want to see what Aaron looks like, there's a picture of Aaron there. There's also a link to his website. That will stay up for a while. I'm going to also have a link page. He will have a link on our site to his website. So we're looking forward to the moment that he steps foot in the States. You know, and I believe that that's going to happen. I would say, Aaron, I would see that happening probably within a year or so. I would see you actually in the States by the end of next year. Those are awesome times. I'm looking forward to meeting you face to face. That would be so great. So Michael didn't come back. I don't see him anyhow. So I just want to wrap things up. Say I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in tonight. It was a pleasure to have Aaron with us. Tomorrow on the program, we are going to be talking about spirituality. Now, the one thing that I'm excited about, next week, we actually have Aaron's mom on with us. She'll be on Wednesday, a little earlier than Aaron, as it was. So our show will change a little bit on that day, just to help her out a little bit. But with her, I'm going to really talk with her about, you know, her adventures in the spiritual church, you know, some of the views there, and really get that from her point of view. She will be with us next week. But tomorrow we're going to be talking about what is spirituality, because I think, again, we get hung up on labels. You know, so what really is that to all of us? And to all of us, that's probably a little different for all of us. And so, but the one thing that I think is amazing is the same spirit that's in me, the same spirit that's in Michael, the same spirit that's in Sharon, the same spirit that's in all our listeners, the same spirit's in Aaron, and it hooks all of us together. Yeah, Aaron's in the UK, but we're not separate because we have all the same spirit working inside of us. So there is no divisions. And so I'm going to say goodnight to you all. I appreciate you listening. Again, check out Aaron's website. You can find that information on our website at www.spiritualtalkradioeasyweb123.com. All right? You'll find his information there. All right. You guys have a great night. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will be back here tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central. See you then. Thanks for the conversation. Bye-bye, Aaron.